Right, here we are. The sun's shining. Gaynor's standing by the oven. It's red hot in here. And Gaynor, what are we making today?
We're making today pasta sauce, like the sauce you buy in a jar in the supermarket, only from scratch.
That's brilliantly done, because you were really worried, weren't you, about naming a sauce, a ready-made one? Perhaps beginning with D, was it?
Possibly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay, so this is your own version of pasta. So it's cheaper, better for you?
It's better for you. You know what's going in it. There's no chemicals. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Gaynor's late lunch. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Right, so talk us through it.
What we're going to start with, I've got a couple of onions diced, 3 cloves of garlic diced.
Yeah.
So that's going into a hot pan.
Sounds like a lot of garlic to me.
No, fine. I've actually, with this, because I have previously fried off some mince.
Yes.
Because I am actually going to make it into spaghetti bolognese. So it's the residue from the dry frying of the mince that I'm using.
Right. Okay.
Always dry fry mince. Get all the excess fat out. It's better for your cholesterol.
And does
levels.
That mean you strain it after you've fried it?
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
There's about
you.
An inch of fat in that
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
Where I strained it into.
Oh, crikey. See what you mean then?
Yeah, you dry fry it, strain it off, and then you can...
So not just cheap food, but healthy food.
Healthy food.
That's important, isn't it?
Very, very important. Yeah. Because you might not be fat on the outside, but you can be fat on the inside.
It's true, that. Mm-hmm. That's cholesterol, isn't it?
It is cholesterol.
Yeah, I had a test once, and I'm as thin as a rake, as you can see, on the radio.
But, you are, though.
I am.
Even not on the radio.
What?
Unlike me, who's a short, chubby, bumper-lumper type person.
No. But we're both only 25, so yeah. That's all right. But yeah, I had a higher level of cholesterol than expected. Not a dangerous one, but that really surprised me.
Yeah.
So you've got to be careful.
You've got to be careful what you put inside your body.
Yeah.
So if you dry fry all your mince off, that in itself is, it's taking out an inch of fat right there, look.
Yeah.
So.
And is cholesterol just fat then? Eating too much fat?
Not completely, because you actually produce cholesterol in your body naturally anyway.
Okay.
And what happens is if you've got a high cholesterol level, it causes scaling like on a kettle.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get all the scale in a kettle. That actually builds up in your arteries.
Oh, got
and
you.
Then if those bits flake off, that's when you can have a thrombosis or a stroke or whatever. So it's to keep your arteries clear.
Yeah.
So if you drink too much, smoke too much and eat too much fat, you could be causing yourself issues.
But it's quite funny what you said there, because we've all got a certain level inside us. And when I told my sisters, I've got four sisters, and I told them about my result, and they said that their reading was exactly the same as mine. So it suggests that you're sort of made a certain way.
You are, and there is a thing called, I can't remember what it's called, it's hyperfamilial something or other, but it's that your body produces too much cholesterol than you need, and that is hereditary, that's why it's hyperfamilial. So if it gets passed down through the generations.
I suppose the important thing is to find a way to get checked, isn't it, so that you know what your danger levels are and how careful you need to be.
I mean, quite often in here we have Chamber Health come in and just sit there and do blood tests for diabetes and cholesterol.
Oh, yeah. That's the Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Health. Chamber Health?
Chamber Health, yeah.
And they come in and do that. But I know they're at Aspire this week, I think.
Okay.
But they came to us 2 weeks ago and the week before that as well.
Yeah. So a little shout out for Chamber Health then, because they'll go and visit any businesses, won't they?
Community centre type places.
And businesses, yeah.
Do they do businesses as well?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, they're really, really good.
Yeah.
And you can get your height and your weight and your BMI. And not that I believe in BMI, but there you go.
No.
Because they don't take into account muscle. A muscle weighs heavier than fat.
Muscle? What's that?
That's what I'm made of. Right, so to the softened onions and garlic, they sort of go translucent.
So then that was about 4 minutes.
Yeah. Two tins of good quality chopped tomatoes. If you use a cheap chopped tomato, it's more acidic. So you can counteract that by putting a spoonful of sugar in. But it is better if you get the better quality tomato.
Okay.
So you're
paying a little bit more for
a little bit more
tomatoes.
For your chopped tomato, but you know it's a good quality chopped tomato.
Okay.
So you want about a dessert spoon of what's this? tomato puree.
Well, it's not toothpaste. Oh.
Yeah, so squidge a bit of that in.
That's a fair little squirt.
Yeah, well, I know how much it is. And then about a tablespoon of good quality tomato ketchup.
Yeah.
You're just laughing at my measuring, aren't you?
Oh, no, well, there isn't any.
No, it's just bung it in. I told you that.
Bung it in.
Bung it in.
Yeah, as long as it's near enough.
Yeah, and then to that, we'll have some ground black pepper.
Yes.
And then we'll have a couple of teaspoons of dried mixed herbs. I do like mine herby, so I put an extra bit in.
That's and more then, than 2 teaspoons.
And then you bring that up to the boil.
Right.
Now, to that, you can add, like I will be in a minute, your minced beef and make a spaghetti bolognese.
Okay.
Or you can dice up chicken and fry that off.
Yeah.
Until it's cooked. Right. You know, sliced. Throw that in and put that with pasta, and then you've got chicken Neapolitan.
Ooh.
So with this sauce, you can do. You can have it like it is. You can add mushrooms to it and do a vegetarian version.
Yeah.
But that's. This is basically. You can put peppers in it, but this is just basically what you get in a jar.
Yeah.
Only a bit chunkier. And if you don't want it chunky, then just blitz it.
As in blender.
A blender thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So while you're stood there, anyway, I'm just. So that's it. That's done.
There you go.
Yeah, so I'm just going to add the mince to that.
Crikey. Job done. Is that all for me as well? That
well, you can have some. And then a bit of OXO because I'm doing... Oh, did I say OXO?
Oh,
stock cube.
Yeah, you know.
Sorry, I was doing so well.
I'll have to edit that out now.
But you only put the stock cube in if you're doing the minced beef, not if you're just having the tomato sauce thing.
Okay. If you put chicken in, would you put a stock cube? No.
No, you just leave it as it is. But pretty much that's now a spaghetti bolognese.
Wow. 7 minutes I make that.
Is that all it was?
Yeah.
It doesn't take long. It takes longer to dice and slice the...
Yeah.
And then you just leave that to simmer. And then that can be simmering while you're doing the pasta.
So if you added on the chopping up the onions and stuff, it's about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Start to finish, isn't it?
Yeah. And if you're doing the bolognese, it's about 15 minutes because you've got your 5 minutes of dry frying.
Yeah.
So nobody tell me they haven't got time to make a spaghetti bolognese because it's easy peasy.
And can you guesstimate how much that would cost? Because that's a fair old size meal, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's easily a four. But I suppose when you think about it logically, you can buy these tins of sauces quite cheap, probably about £1.50.
Yeah.
They won't taste as good as that.
No.
The tomatoes that I've got were £1 a tin. But like I said, you can use a cheaper one and just put a spoonful of sugar in.
Yeah.
Okay. So, a couple of quid.
Yeah.
And then your minced beef on top of that. So maybe, this has probably cost about £4.
Yeah, £1 a head.
Yeah, £1 a head for spaghetti bolognese.
A really good meal that you've made yourself and you know it's good.
No additives, no preservatives, no nothing. Because there's an awful lot of flavourings and preservatives in these jars.
I know.
Whereas this is just naturally...
And it's the same with ready meals that you buy anyway. Yeah. Well, because they seem cheap, don't they? And they are tempting, but they're not always full of good things, are they?
No. I mean, how quick is that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, anybody can do that in no time.
Yeah.
Ta-da! Are you impressed?
I'm very impressed. Well, I always am, Kayna, you know that.
But you know why I'm making all this stuff, don't you?
Yeah, you're giving me a good link now to something we wanted to talk about, aren't you? Because all that steam, all that lovely hot food is going to be really important this very weekend, isn't it? Because there's a warning of severely cold weather, isn't
there? There is.
Yeah. So for you, here at the Isabel Community Cafe, the community centre, that means you've got a bit of thinking to do, isn't it? About
just
local people?
Yeah, just in preparation. I mean, it might not come to anything, because these things don't, but better to be forewarned.
Yeah.
So there has been occasions in the past where we've had a big snowfall, or it's been too icy for older people to get out.
Yeah.
So what we like to do is make a load of soups and hot food. So if somebody can't get out, we can then take things to them.
Yeah.
You get a few volunteers, I'll put it in a pot, I'll take it up so somebody can get hot food.
Brilliant.
We also signpost people, so if their heating's broken or whatever, we can store numbers, so you can give us a ring and we'll tell you who to go to.
Can you remember what the number should be if people need it?
No. I can remember the community centre number.
Yeah, is that good?
That is, because that way...
That will do.
That'll do if you've got problems. It's 248170.
248 170. Yeah. So this weekend, if you're,
it starts really. They're saying coming in Sunday night.
Oh, really?
And it could go for 5 to 7 days.
Wow.
And they're talking, the last time I spoke to somebody who knew proper, he said, although it'll drop to zero flat, but with the wind chill, we could get -7, which is a bit nippy.
It is.
Bit nippy.
Yeah.
So
put a vest on.
Yeah, put a vest on. Go to bed in socks.
Yeah, and a hat.
Yeah. Just keep warm.
Yeah.
But we're prepared if it does go a bit.
Yeah.
Freezing.
Yeah.
And then even if it doesn't, all this stuff can be frozen, so it's not going to eat anything in the freezer. Yeah.
So the main thing is make sure your heating works. Mm-hmm. Stock up with nice things like hot soup, and make sure you've got hot drinks. And
don't go running around the supermarkets hoarding in bread and milk. It's not necessary. Really isn't necessary. No. As long as you've got a loaf of bread in the freezer and a couple of pints of milk in the fridge, you're fine.
Yeah.
Because it literally won't be that bad. No. It's just, I'm thinking more of the elderly and the disabled that might not be able to get out if it's a bit icy. Yeah.
So the more important thing is maybe to keep an eye on your neighbour, isn't
it? Absolutely. Yeah. Anyone that might be in need.
Yeah, well but said.
Yes. So that's my little bit done.
Okay. Anything else going on this week coming up?
This week coming up, I've got the weekend off.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, as long as it's not snowing, I've got the weekend off, so I'm going to put my feet up.
It won't snow, will it?
It might. Okay. I doubt it's the Isle of Wight. But it's coming in from the northeast, and normally, if it comes in from the northeast, if everything's right, we should get it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now you're into weather forecasting.
I love anything weather.
What, do you watch the weather forecast?
I always watch the weather forecast, but there is a very, very special chap that's on Facebook. And his name is James McDonald, and he's a balloonist. And every time I've got an event going on, if I want to know what the weather is going to be like at any given time, I will always ask James, and James gets it right every time. Every time.
Why is it important that he's a balloonist?
Because he's taken his life in his hands to go up in a balloon, so he needs to know what the weather's like.
Got ya.
Yeah, so he has a good interest. And he's actually said, do you remember a couple of years ago when it snowed on the island? It snowed in Ventnor, and there was a split line down the middle of the island.
Yeah.
He said where it was going to snow and where it wasn't. When we had to cancel Pound Fest, he said to me, it's going to start bright and sunny, but at 12 o'clock, it's going to hurl it down. He was absolutely, we cancelled it because of what he said, and he was absolutely spot on.
He's the man.
Genius. I think it's Isle of Wight Weather Watch.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly what it's called, but I might actually put a link on the Facebook page.
Yeah, you should.
But
you
he's
should.
Really, really, really good. And there is another one called Jamie Russell. He is really good as well.
Okay.
So just have a look on the Facebook for these people, and they know what they're talking about.
Well, now we've talked about the weather, what about me having a taste of this? What's this dish called? What are we calling it?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, really?
Yeah, without the spaghetti. But you can have that on a jacket potato.
Yeah.
That's a good really idea. Well on a jacket potato.
That's very kind of you to
or
offer.
Even with just a bit of bread and butter.
Bread and butter? Bread You're not going to make a sandwich with it, are you? Like your shepherd's pie?
No, not like your shepherd's pie.
Right.
It's going to be hot.
Ready?
Blow it.
Mmm. Oh, yeah, nice. That's a really nice taste. We've got to go. Time's running out.
Okie dokie.
Keep warm, wear your vest, and I'll see you next week.
Providing we're not snowed in.
Yeah.